Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Okay, so this is Black History Month, and each Sunday we will see a video just like the one we saw this morning featuring significant contributions by African Americans to our very own movement, Centers for Spiritual Living. And these videos were created by the Dallas Center for Spiritual Living. Also, as you heard in the announcement, and for the benefit of our radio listening audience and video audience, our Wednesdays this month will be dedicated to Black History Month. Our topic for the whole of February across the center is integrity. And our affirmation is, and please read this with me, I am truthful in facts and motives. In other words, what we're doing this month is we're bringing things out into the open. You know, like the history of our movement. Struggling with segregation and discrimination while at the same time teaching a message of oneness and unity. How can that be? Something was blocking us, and it wasn't God. Isn't that the way of things? Something blocks us from our good. And it isn't the divine. Something is blocking us right now from our good. Last week I left you with a cliffhanger. You know, we were talking about everything that comes up in us when we put our mind to some greater yet to be, some good. For example, I want to be more spiritual. I want to be more inclusive. I want to be more loving. I want to stand for oneness. And then everything that is unlike spirituality, loving kindness, inclusivity, oneness comes right up into our face. So what I want to say today is that is the good news. You don't seem to agree with me. That is how God works through us, by creating in us such a hunger for the good that we want, that the hunger leads us directly and exactly to the whatever it is that must be dealt with for the good to be manifested in our lives. That's science of mind for you. That's what we teach. You know, science of mind is all about realization. You know, think of those cartoons with the light that goes on for the character. That's what it's about. The light that goes on in our mind when we realize, oh, I can't have inclusion when I exclude people. Oh, I can't claim to be spiritual when I harbor resentment and have not dealt with my anger issues, honesty issues, integrity issues, etc. Oh, I can't claim equality is a value while I avoid having decent conversations with people I hate. Oh, I can be a better advocate for oneness when I admit to the blind spots in me that prevent it. The approach of science of mind is to think of divinity in, well, I call it a special way. It certainly was new to me. So we think of divinity not so much as an external power, but more like a creative intelligence that exists everywhere. And one of the names for divinity that we use in our teaching is creative mind. And our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, wrote about it this way, talking to us directly. He said, I want you to think of yourself as in this mind. Don't think of this mind as being in you. Rather, think of yourself as a center in it. Now, that was news for me. Growing up, I thought of it differently. This was a change of consciousness for me. You know, from God up there, like a puppeteer. And I have to reach him, her, or it. To my mind is a center of activity. That was a game changer for me. Because, you know, it meant now when I think about something, or when I proclaim something, or when I claim something, or when I admit to something, it, the creative power, creative mind, goes to work through me to create a hunger in me for that thing that I want by bringing into my awareness everything that prevents that something from being demonstrated. That is the good news I was talking about last week, although it doesn't always feel like good news when it is being worked out. A story I often tell because it made such an impact on me. You may have heard me talk about the time when I was an intern at a nonprofit organization and the director of the organization asked us interns to pray for the prosperity of the company. And we did. And the very next week, it was discovered that her husband was embezzling money. And we were distraught. We said, how can that be? That we were praying for prosperity. And she was so wise. She said, because that was the block that your prayer had to remove. It had to be brought out to be dealt with. I've never forgotten that. What I'm saying is that now you and I, you can be sure that when you experience such things as agitation, indignation, friction, irritation, that something is being brought to you by the power and the grace of creative mind. Why? Because you have in your heart a high holy vision. And to get to it, you've got to go through this whatever. And you've got to go through it by being accurate and truthful. You've got to be willing to look into the darkness before that light goes on. Bling! What did we think would happen when we as a movement said we stand for diversity? When we said we stand for inclusivity? When we said we stand for transformation and evolution. When we said we value accountability and open communication. When we said we value love and compassion and caring. You see, these are some of the values of our spiritual movement, Centers for Spiritual Living. What did we think would happen when we said yes to this? Well, I'll tell you what happens. The creative mind went to work in us and started to create a hunger in us, a hunger that feels like a disturbance because something is blocking us from our good, and it's not God. I have a favorite t-shirt, don't you? You've washed it so many times, it's lost its color. But I love this t-shirt. I brought it along. Maybe you can see what it says on the front. It says, don't make me hangry. You know that? A mixture of hungry and angry. And whenever I wear this t-shirt, people chuckle and they say, oh, I understand. I get that. They say to me, you know, I get it. If I don't eat, I get irritable. And then when I don't eat, it's all I can think about. It's on my mind. It's disturbing. Well, that's what creative mind does for us. It makes us hungry. And when we can't eat, we get irritated. So we can say today, I have a hunger for something good, and I'm not going to be okay until I have it. And I guess what we have to eat our way through is called the truth. And I don't think we can get to the truth if we are not honest and accurate with ourselves and with our history and with our habits and with the good we say we want for society and the plans we make around that and the conversations we have about that good in the secret place of our hearts and out on the street and with our politicians. You know, so we started last week to talk about it, honoring Black History Month. We began to explore something that it is possible may be getting in the way of our demonstrating oneness for all. We started to talk last week about the subtle block of privilege. And we're going to talk about that some more because we're hungry for inclusivity and oneness and compassion. Now, the anchor book for this year, 365 Signs of Mind, I was reading ahead. And tomorrow's reading, I don't know why I'm reading tomorrow's reading, but there you have it. He writes, let your consciousness rise above the separation from the power of God. And in a few moments, you will feel as though you were sitting in the midst of an infinite sea of unobstructed life. This place in mind where you are now is the source of all action, the center of all creativity, and it is also the innermost part of your own being. Now listen to this, he says. Just as a plant turns to the sun, your thoughts turn to that power and draw it down through your being, causing it to manifest through your word. In this act, you are not losing your identity. You are more intensely self-conscious than ever before. Whatever you decree, state, or affirm, from this altitude of thought will produce results. Well, it goes on so beautiful. But I just want to look at that line. Whatever you decree, state, or affirm from this altitude of thought will produce definite results. Altitude of thoughts. It means high up there. Not low down in the dirt of discrimination and separateness. High, it means, up there in the realization of the oneness we share with the divine, which is an altitude that you and I have to practice. This we know. We have to seek out, we have to contemplate and nurture. And from that altitude, the stuff of our dreams is born. So, for all of you who have been practicing for a very long time, if you have been contemplating oneness for a very long time, if you have been saying yes to the value of inclusivity and compassion, I've got something to say to you. Thanks a lot. This hunger is your doing. That's the good news. Your thoughts have been drawing down, like he says, the power of transformation. And now we are hungrier and hungrier, and we won't be happy until oneness and inclusivity is served up. You've made us hangry. Now today we are going to watch a video by Dr. Robin DiAngelo about white privilege. And this video will start directly after the offering music by our One Heart Choir. I want to let you know that it's quite a lot to take the video. And if it stirs up things for you, or if you start to feel yourself being hungry for even more, it's okay. We're in this together. Members of our diversity discussion group are going to be out at the table in case you want to ask questions or just express yourself. And they also want you to know that you are invited to come back at 1:30 p.m. today for their meeting. So that's going to happen. That's the continuation of our service. I also wanted to let you know that our book for February by Howard Thurman for The Inward Journey is quite extraordinary. It's so beautiful. And do you know that Howard Thurman, he met Mahatma Gandhi. And through that meeting, he brought the teaching of nonviolence to the civil rights movement in the United States. And a new documentary is coming out. It's called Backs Against the Wall, the Howard Thurman story. Public television is producing it on February 24th, I think. And the documentary shows how Thurman was ordained Baptist minister when he visited Mahatma Gandhi, who at the time was leading a nonviolent struggle of independence from British rule. He brought Thurman the teaching of ahimsa, nonviolence, to America by bringing it alive in his own voice and influenced the great Dr. Martin Luther King. He also, in this book and other places, addresses how negative forces such as fear, deception, hatred are themselves forms of violence that can be used to entrap oppressed people. And he would counsel, especially in this book, us, saying that through such things as love and willingness to engage, an individual like you and me can make a substantial difference in the world. Now, let me see if I can find, it just came to me, there's a passage I feel like I want to read to you. So this happens to me. I think of something that pops into my head. I can't find it. But let it be said that this is awesome and that you ought to read it and enjoy it. After the service, prayer practitioners will be available to offer you spiritual support in our sanctuary chapel, our Grinton Chapel. So if you'd like one-on-one confidential prayer, you can go directly to the chapel after the service where you'll be lovingly welcomed. And other than that, I think it is time for us to pause for a moment of prayer. So I invite you to breathe in with me and to exhale. As we each in our own way redirect our thought to the divine and everything that means to us. One creative mind that is responsible for and the source of and the existence of all that is seen and all that is unseen. One perfect presence that is unconflicted and has no opposing power or force to combat it. One serene, elegant, harmonious existence. This one is in and through all creation, in me, in us. And so I open my mind to identifying myself as part of it, to feeling that I am in it, the creative mind. And to let fall away from my awareness anything that hypnotizes me, confuses me, or causes me to think that I am separate from this. I am letting all blocks drop from my consciousness, letting all of my attachments to all externals, to being right, to being understood, to being empowered, to being anything, dissolve away so that the true, honest, good power of the living spirit can guide me into right action, right speaking, right thinking, right relationship. I let this creative mind in me burn bright and turn on the light of my consciousness so that I understand more clearly what is mine to do. And through this identification with the living spirit, I feel a wholeness, a wellness, a vibrant vitality, an aliveness that is beautifully harmonized to life itself. It fills me with a joy of acceptance. I celebrate it. And I know that according to law, that as these words of treatment, of prayer, are being formed in my mind, they are being formed inside creative mind, the mind of God. And so something wonderful is happening right now. And together we say, and so it is. I invite the ushers to stand as we prepare for our offering. Won't you please take your gift in your hand and say after me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does amazing work in the world. And so it is. Ushers, please receive the gift.